work, spend wisely, and save consistently. Most of us just picked up that knowledge along the way. One of the most important lessons for kids is understanding how work leads to earning money. You can start teaching this early, but adjust the lessons as they grow. Instead of giving an allowance, Dave Ramsey and Rachel Cruz recommend using a commission system. An allowance doesn't show the link between effort and earning money as clearly as a commission does. Ramsey applied this method with his children, including Cruz. When your child is around 3, start teaching them responsibility by allowing them to earn a few dollars for key chores. From ages 3 to 5, give them simple tasks like putting toys in baskets, making their bed, or carrying light groceries. Pay kids immediately after they finish their chores to help them link work with earning. Use a large, clear jar to store their money and pay them in single-dollar bills. This makes it fun for young learners. Plus, using single bills fills the jar quickly, making it look impressive. This gets kids excited about the idea of work and earning. Manage chores and money. As your child gets older, you can make chores harder and start using the envelope system. Use one envelope for saving, one for spending, and one for giving or charity. Teaching your children good spending and saving habits is crucial. Start by teaching them how to spend wisely, which is more enjoyable for younger kids. It's important not to overwhelm them right from the beginning of their journey to smart money management. Being a smart spender involves searching for discounts or good deals, thinking overnight before making purchases, and considering what else you could do with the money. When you buy a toy this week, you won't have that money left for the new game coming out next week. This lesson is easier to grasp for older kids compared to younger ones. Introduce wise saving habits to your child. As your child grows up, teaching them smart ways to save money is important. Explain how saving for bigger things works. For example, if they spend money on candy every week, they will need more to buy a new toy they want. You know your child best, so use examples that relate to them. These early lessons will help as they get older and start saving for bigger things like a car or college. Keep revisiting these lessons as they grow, because repeating these ideas with real-life examples helps them understand better. When teaching your child about saving and spending, it's important to know that people tend to naturally lean towards either saving or spending money. Neither preference is better than the other, but it's wise to recognize our tendencies and develop good financial habits accordingly. For instance, Cruz admits she tends to spend more naturally, but she's managed to live debt-free and prosper by being smart with her spending and practicing other wise money habits, like budgeting. Your child may have different money habits than you, and that's perfectly fine. A recent CNN story about University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign students found that nearly all who showed good money management skills credited their parents for teaching them when they were younger. Start teaching your kids about saving and smart spending habits now. These skills will stay with them for life. Manage finances effectively through budgeting. A budget is a detailed plan that tracks all the money you manage within a specific period, usually a month. This includes income, expenses, savings, gifts, taxes, and more. If you already create a monthly budget, that's excellent. If not, you should start so you can show your kids how to manage money. Children learn by watching what we do, not just by what we say. This is especially true when it comes to money. To help your kids learn to budget well on their own, which you want them to do, you need to lead by example. To start managing your money each month, begin by creating a budget. List your expected income at the top of a sheet of paper or a spreadsheet. Then, allocate every dollar of that income to expenses, savings, or donations. The aim is to use up all your income so that there's no money left unallocated. Ramsey and Cruz suggest prioritizing savings and donations by budgeting for them first, before covering other expenses. This helps ensure that these important areas are funded properly rather than being overlooked. Start budgeting lessons together with kids. Even if you're just beginning to manage your budget, you can show your kids how to do it too. Just be kind to yourself and be honest with them when you make mistakes. These are opportunities to teach them how to learn from financial slip-ups and fix them calmly. Teaching kids about budgeting should match their age. For 3 to 5-year-olds, you might let them pretend to write checks or play nearby while you do your budgeting. They don't need to understand all the details, but seeing you consistently set aside time for budgeting each week or month will show them it's important in life. As your child grows, involve them in paying bills. You can let them write out checks for bills each month. Another way to teach budgeting is by saying things like, "We can't afford that this month," even if it's something you want. Letting your kids see you stick to your budget will show them how important it is. Help teens learn budgeting. Teens can understand budgets better when you explain them in detail. Even if your teen doesn't have a job, you can teach them how to budget. Start by listing all the things you spend money on for them each month, like clothes and school supplies. Add it all up, then put that money into a checking account for them. Show them how to budget and handle bank tasks. Encourage them to save $500 for emergencies, like fixing a phone or paying for a flat tire if they have a car. Then let them manage their expenses each month. Exercise caution in how you respond to their mistakes. For instance, if they use their emergency savings to buy expensive concert tickets for 1 month and then break their phone screen at the concert without money to fix it, consider not paying for repairs yourself. This could be a valuable learning moment where they face the consequences of a cracked screen until they save up for repairs. Kindly remind them about the importance of an emergency fund and learn from financial slip-ups. Share your own past mistakes and stress the ongoing effort to build good money habits. It's also important to be kind. If your child has made a huge effort to save up hundreds or even thousands of dollars for a big purchase but forgot about taxes, it's okay to cover that extra cost for them, if you can. Institution. Many parents worry a lot about how they'll afford their kids' college tuition. Before we start talking about ways to handle that big bill, Ramsey and Cruz want parents to know something important. You shouldn't feel obligated to pay for your kids' college education. You can choose to help pay their college bills if you can afford it, but it's not a must. If you can't afford it, that's okay too. There are many ways your kids can go through college without getting into debt. This may appear too good to be true, but let's examine why it's possible to achieve. Start planning for college costs early. Discuss your financial support plans with your teen as soon as possible. If you can't cover all expenses, that's okay. Offer support, like letting them live at home or cooking meals weekly. Clearly outline your expectations if you're assisting them, whether financially or otherwise. For instance, if they're living at home, they might need to follow a curfew, avoid hosting parties, or maintain good grades. These expectations are reasonable when you're helping them out. Choosing a public college in your state can save you a lot of money. In 2022, tuition at public colleges in your state was 74% less expensive than at private colleges, according to U.S. News & World Report. That's a huge amount of savings just by picking a public college close to home. Encourage your teenager to apply for as many scholarships as possible during their last few years of high school. One mom Ramsey knows even made it her daughter's job during senior year. She had to apply to at least 3 scholarships every day. By the end of it all, she had earned enough money to pay for her first 3 years of college. Small awards can make a big difference. Even small awards, like $200 or $500, can have a significant impact. They accumulate quickly. There are many scholarships and awards available. Your teenager can earn money by doing simple things, like showing off a milk mustache in public or writing detailed essays. There's an opportunity out there for everyone. Another aspect of planning ahead involves earning and saving money. Even if your teenager can't work during school semesters, they can still earn a significant amount during breaks in high school or college, or even both. If your teenager works full-time during summer at $15 per hour for 3 months, they can earn $7,200. With an additional 4 weeks of winter break, they could earn up to $9,600. This amount nearly matches the $10,423 average cost of tuition at a public college for the 2022 to 2023 school year. With a few scholarships or awards, your teen could pay their entire college tuition independently. Each family's situation varies, so only take advice that fits your circumstances. Start planning and be clear with your child about how much support you can offer. Encourage them to make smart choices like applying for many scholarships and opting for a public university in your state. Key points. 1. Teach kids the link between work and money early through tasks and rewards. 2. Use clear jars and single bills to make saving money fun for young kids. 3. Help children learn to budget by involving them in saving, spending, and giving. 4. Show the value of saving for goals by using examples they can relate to. 5. Teach teens to budget, manage expenses, and learn from money mistakes. 6. Encourage applying for scholarships and choosing affordable colleges to save costs. 7. Support teens in finding ways to earn and save money during school breaks.